Welcome back to the Nutrition and Life podcast. My name is Lisa. I'm your host. And in today's episode, I'm speaking with Danny Sheriff, missing period coach and podcast host. Danny and I speak about restoring menstrual health naturally, balancing fitness goals with hormonal health, and more. If you like the show, please subscribe and give us a rating or share the episode on your social media. Thank you so much. And as always, if you want personalized help with your nutrition and fitness goals, we are your go-to coaches. Just hit the contact link in the show notes for more details. Now, on to my conversation with Danny. Danny Sheriff, welcome to the show.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all of the great work that you are doing to
Thank
just put
you.
out like a variety of important information for health, nutrition, making sure people are approaching even weight loss in just like a healthier, sustainable way. We need more people doing things like that. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for saying that. And yeah, I'm really excited for our conversation today. Hormonal health, menstrual health, such an important topic. And I don't think we can learn enough about it. So truly grateful also for all the work that you do. But before we get into all of that, I would love to hear what's the number one thing you're excited for our listeners to learn today?
Okay, so I mean, this may sound obvious, but the truth is, like, the subject we're talking about today is hypothalamic amenorrhea, and people think it's a very small population of people that it can happen to. And so I'm excited for everyone to learn today about just how prominent an issue this can be and what it can look like at all different kind of levels of the spectrum. I think if you're a man, you also need this information. If you have a sister, a daughter, if you have a best friend, you need, you cannot go into like nutrition and health and lifestyle without knowing about this. And it will all make sense as to why by the end of our conversation, but that's my number one thing, just awareness about it.
Awesome. I love it. Especially also just saying that even if you are not affected by it, if you have a regular cycle, nonetheless, you should hear this information why hypothalamic amenorrhea is something we should all know about. And so tell us how you got into being a missing period coach and why you are passionate about the work that you do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the long story short is because I didn't have any help or resources when I went through it, right? So it became a very obvious choice. But what happened to me was a, now almost 20 years ago at this point, that I was sort of just like, honestly, like an amateur athlete, not really, didn't grow up athletic, don't identify as an athletic person, was, what would societally be probably considered on the chubbier side of life. And, as a young woman, just going through puberty, ending up in her early 20s and being like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the gym. And, it just starts there and snowballs. And I got into CrossFit, which led me into Olympic weightlifting and just more. And this idea that if I can just keep adding more exercise, and now if I can just control my food enough. So I added, I started doing macro tracking, calorie tracking, I did paleo, I did it all. I did it all short of maybe keto and carnivore. They were not that I was, I have finished my journey by the time they really became popular, I think. But I was just in honestly in the pursuit of having the perfect body. Like at the end of the day, I believed from a young age that my worth and value and all of my future opportunities were going to be better and greater if I could be thin, if I could be athletic looking. And I say this because I just remember believing it with like a cult-like, vindiction, like it was 100% for certain. And at some point along the way, I lost my period. Several years, for several years, it was gone. Can't even pinpoint exactly when, but I know I had been missing it for at least 7 years by the time I had done anything. So I was aware it was gone and had no idea it was a problem. And so this is, a really important thing that I want people to hear is that it's actually a major problem. So we can have all of the best intentions, which I felt I had, felt I was the healthiest person I knew. I felt like I was so healthy that even my period was missing, which was an interesting thing to consider. But that, in hindsight, is confusing maybe physical fitness with health and thinking that the two are exactly the same and they're not quite the same. So I would say that I was so fit that I was unhealthy. I see that in hindsight. And I was going about my merry way. You know, it was really quite convenient. It was in natural birth control. I didn't have to deal with a period. Like, this is excellent. And it was validating to me that I was working out enough, you know. And I've heard many women since be like, you know, if they were to get their period suddenly, it would confirm for them that they weren't working out enough. So, total massive lack of education around the importance of a menstrual cycle. And it's almost I think it's the majority of women who actually have no education about this, which is crazy. So, going about my merry way, I go for my annual OBGYN appointment, which wasn't really annual. I was like many years overdue. And I had seen doctors and I had let them know about the issue. But they just had all shrugged it off. This was back in Australia and all the way through to moving to the US where I live now. Everyone was like, well, you know, you're just really healthy. You're just fit. If you want to get pregnant, maybe you'll just back off exercise and it'll be voila, you know, which I'm sure for a handful of people, this is true. But there just was no concern about it at all. I do have a fun story. Where back in Australia, I did tell my doctor, and at the time as well, I had my own cafe business in Sydney, and I was working like 7 days a week and training 7 days a week and really stacking on the stresses and physical and mental and emotional stresses. And he prescribed me a vacation. Like, literally, he was like, can you take a holiday? Can you take a vacation? And I was very hesitant, but he was quite determined for me to say yes to this. And we came up with a plan for me to have someone else run my shop. And he also gave me a hug. You know, but at no point did he explain to me what was going on. But it was definitely my first clue. It was my first clue. You know, people have to plant seeds for you along the way. So I went ahead and did that. And you know, long story short, there, that vacation was to America and some stuff happened, and that's why I chose to stay. So I actually shut down my business and moved to the US. But I was not allowed to work in the US for 5 months. You have to wait till you get your social security number and all these things. So for 5 months, I was just kind of living this like coastal Californian beach life. I was doing freelance writing for a nutrition blog because, you know, I knew everything about health and wellness, right? So I was doing that and just getting paid per piece, and I was very relaxed. And I remember I was at the beach resting, had a latte and a croissant, just like treating myself. I was definitely still working out a lot and kept watching what I ate, but oh, that's all I was doing. I didn't have a job stacked on top, right? So I think I was able to have, I had one period. And I think that was because I just had a little bit of extra rest, right? And it never came back, but that was information. That was very interesting information for me. And later, when I finally go to my OBGYN that I mentioned earlier, he said, when I told him I don't have a period, well, that we worry about that. He goes, we worry when women don't have periods. And he handed me a prescription for something called Provera, which is a progesterone pill that you take for 10 days. And he's like, this should fix things. Now, being the health freak, if you will, that I was, who knew everything and was like, I would never, you know, I'm so healthy. I'm not putting medication in my body to fix this. That was kind of the moment that I got on Google, right? Because someone was trying to fix my problem with a pill, and I had a problem with that. So that moment kind of kickstarted it all. And I went down a crazy rabbit hole, Lisa, of hearing these ideas, these wild ideas that maybe pursuing the maximum amount of leanness I could was hurting me. And like maybe I was being too neurotic about all of this. And I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because at no point in my life has it ever been suggested that it is okay for me to rest, that it is okay for me to have some excess body fat, that it is okay, in fact, beneficial for those things to be happening. So I've just it that's why I said earlier it was like a cult like because I it because that's what it's like you never question it. And I had it was the first time I had found another podcast where someone had an episode about it. Because I'm Googling everywhere. Missing period. Why is my period missing? Ooh, I found out it's called hypothalamic amenorrhea. So now I'm Googling everything I can about that. And it was very hard to find information. Like that is how ingrained this is. So come to find out, my period had disappeared because I had hypothalamic amenorrhea, which is the suppression of all of your reproductive hormones due to inadequate food coming in and way too much energy coming out, right? Over-exercise, under-eating. And I'm like, we're all doing that. What do you mean? I mean, like a lot of us are doing that. And everyone in my social circle is doing that. Why is this happening to me? And this whole rabbit hole. And I had to learn about it. I had to learn about the research that there wasn't a lot of, but there was enough, about female athlete triad, Red S, and just like the community of women out there that was small, of women talking about this, primarily because they wanted to get pregnant, So they had a problem they needed to solve. And it was really hard work because, your whole world is around, your whole identity is built up around exercise and fitness and everyone and you people see you in this way. And I was trying to fix it in every way other than rest and exercise, like rest and eating more. I was learning about it and I was curious. And I wanted more than anything to feel like it was relevant to me. But I had this story in my head, and this is where it's really important for everyone, which is, but I'm not that thin. I don't work out that much, only once a day. I know, but I do. I eat like 1700 calories. What do you mean? I like to me, under eating is like 1200 calories. Like that's what you joke about in the macro space. Like, you can actually eat a lot of food. But as I was hearing more and hearing more and learning more and learning more, I was like, oh my gosh, that's actually not that much food. My eyes were just being opened, and I want everyone to know as well, it's a slow process. You cannot have your entire world changed overnight like that, right? It's such a process. It's like having a whole new, it's like being taken out of your cult and trying to be like, you're like, who is Beyonce? Never heard of her. And it's totally crazy. So I'm chipping away, I'm chipping away. What I'm doing is not working. So over time, I'm increasing food more, I'm increasing food more. And I reached a point of fed up because I was so concerned about the health implications I had learned about, right? It is more than not being able to get pregnant. Your menstrual cycle is not an optional extra. It is crucial for actually, and we learn more and more about this every year, crucial for almost every bodily function in your body, from cognitive to heart health. And I mean, we all know about osteoporosis. This is massive. Your bone health, your longevity, your experience in menopause, your ability to, quite frankly, be nice to people. When you are not producing estrogen, you're not yourself. Okay. And I just was chipping away at this knowledge, and I became totally fed up. And I finally took my exercise down to the absolute bare minimum, right? Like I was trying to reduce CrossFit and replacing it with miles and miles of walking, anything I could do to get my period back without really having to do the work, you know? And just through the small amount of support I could find on the internet and just reading and reading and researching, got myself to a point of confident enough to take a break. Like, that's all it is, you know, to take a break from exercise and eating and to replenish myself and be patient. And I got my period back, right? And it, you know, that's the short version, right? Like, there's ups and downs, there's getting your period back and losing it again because you went back into exercise too quickly. And like, it is not, healing is not linear in this. This is mental, emotional, and physical. And many people describe it as a spiritual journey because you have identified with this and you are obsessed with this and you idolize this and now you have to let it go. So I got to my healed point, I would say, like roughly three periods in, right? Three consecutive periods in where I'm like, okay, this is how it's done. That was way too hard. There was nowhere near enough resources. So I started the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea podcast. I called it that because I knew that I was not the only one Googling that word and not finding information. So let me make it the name of that and start just finding women. And all I was doing was finding them and then getting them to come on and tell their story. And then they tell the next person and the next person and the next person so that women could hear other women just like them going through the same thing. So you don't feel like this unicorn, right? Everything I was saying earlier of like, well, but I'm not that thin and I'm not under eating that much and I don't over exercise that much. I wanted all these women to come on who did not necessarily have EDs, right? Normal women. Coming in and saying, you know, this happened to me too. And this is how I had to fix it. And this is now that my eyes are open, what I see. And, you know, all these women, we don't become lazy. We don't become morbidly obese. We have been operating in a way that is not even possible, right? Like, you could, when you're a woman with HA, high performing, perfectionistic, very disciplined, you could not swing far enough in the other direction. Right? It's like it's hard work. So I'm finding these women, we're telling our story and just helping each other to do this brave thing. Like just this brave, courageous thing of taking a break and believing that you deserve rest to let your body catch up to the craziness that we have been putting it through. And then you can get, you know, I'm almost close to a full-time athlete now in another sport. Just totally worked my way back up out of that hole. Went back to school, became a fertility awareness practitioner, certified functional nutrition counselor, opened a coaching practice, built it up, and now I professionally help women all over the world work through this exact issue I went through and get their periods back and reclaim their health and their sanity and get their periods back. And I just want everyone to know you don't have to become unhealthy. This is not me saying you need to stop your pursuit of health to get your health back, but you need to realign, you need to re-find balance, which I'm glad to be on this show, Lisa, because I feel like that's your thing is you can have it all, but we need to not be crazy and we need to be methodical, and we, you know, so that's the story in a nutshell. Does this make sense?
Yeah, Danny, thank you so much for sharing your story, for sharing about how you came about starting the HA podcast and the HA society in general, where you help women so beautifully. And I will say that actually a lot of your and my story, at least in the beginning, sort of overlap. I too did
I
way too much
bet.
CrossFit and had a missing period for probably like 9 years, but I mostly blamed the the hormonal birth control. Well, just to your point, I actually said, this is awesome. I don't have a period. It's not interrupting my life. I can train hard all the time. I don't need to worry about it. And then I slowly felt like I was not myself anymore. Like just generally my sex drive was lower as well. I started having more
Gone.
Yeast infections or UTIs, things like that. I was like, what's going on with me? Just in general, like I don't feel like myself. And then I found someone online. Her name is Lori Christine King was at the time. I think she's
Yeah,
famous.
Lori Chris, yes.
Someone who also was in the CrossFit space, I think now she's doing more like functional training, and she was one of the first people I heard educating around about this topic that like, hey, your hormonal birth control might not be good for you, and hey, having no period is not the greatest thing. And through her, I found Dr. Laura Bryden as someone who has
Yes.
brought out some wonderful books, and her book, The Period Repair Manual, really
Yes.
opened my eyes. I was like, oh my gosh, all the things that you just said, like we're not supposed to just go all the time, taking the or any kind of hormonal birth control to quote unquote deal with the symptoms is not actually dealing with the symptoms. You're just putting a band-aid over something. And it's so sad how many physicians, unless you want to get pregnant, they're not concerned about you not having a period. So I love the education that you're doing. And just to kind of recap on what you're saying there, we do need to have a period, and it should be somewhat regular. Of course, how regular, if it's tw 28 days, if it's 35 days, I think that there is a lot of personal variability there. But I think if someone is listening and they're thinking, well, my period is not regular, or I haven't had a period in a while and I actually feel fine, is this even relevant information for me? Or if any man listening to this, again, could you highlight why that's so important for our bodies long term, and just in general?
I mean, name a bodily function and I can probably tell you why, right? So it's everything from, first of all, if you love your life, the life you want to live right now with your exercise and your sport and your go, well, guess what? That's going to go away real soon. You become physically unable to do all of that at some point. For some people, osteoporosis sneaks up quickly. For some people, it takes time. But, one day you could be doing your CrossFit and step off a box jump and break your ankle. So it could absolutely affect you in that way. I mean, infertility, if you think you want to have a family, and if you think it's as simple as just backing off the exercise a little bit and your period will come back, nope. Nope. It's significantly more difficult than that for a plethora of reasons. So your infertility, when you're not regularly producing sufficient estrogen and progesterone, which are both only happening if you are cycling, your cognition goes down. First of all, you're very hungry. So, like nocturnal behaviors might creep up. So sleep starts to go down. This one has a mixed review, though. Some people are so tired that they just can't stop sleeping, So it's like one or the other. But irritability. So a lot of these women are snappy. We don't have what's the word? Like we're not spontaneous. We have our routine. Do not be coming at me with a last minute idea like going to a restaurant. That's not gonna happen. Well, guess what? That affects your relationships. Okay. I missed my boyfriend's 30th birthday party because I didn't want to go out for pizza because it wasn't going to work with my macros. So actually, you know what? Your whole entire life, because you're not you when you're hungry, you're not you when you're producing zero estrogen, right? There's some really interesting stuff coming out about long-term effects with heart health, which I think are fascinating. I won't get into them because I'm actually still trying to understand it myself personally, but that one freaked me out a lot, when I was learning ab about all of it. Something that I wonder if women know is that your low blood pressure, all of us fit girls have naturally low blood blood pressure. Look at us. And our doctor is congratulating us. No, it's a symptom of down regulation, right? You know what else? You come back, your estrogen's low. It's all low. You know what else is high? Your cholesterol is high. That's weird. And a lot of women are like, oh, but I'm so healthy. Let me health potter. No, your chronic low estrogen is causing your very high cholesterol. This is almost every woman's blood work with HA. And then they fear that. And so they diet harder. But it's like that doesn't make any sense because you're already eating a giant bowl of lettuce every day and you're skipping the fries and you're not eating the egg yolks. You know, why do you have high cholesterol? So if that resonates with you, this is definitely something to be looking at. Brittle nails, thinning hair, falling out hair, dull skin, memory, poor memory is a very common one. I think that you plateau in your sports performance. And so instead of backing off and letting yourself recover, you just train harder, going down a slippery and slippery slope. You may not even necessarily be losing any weight. And your whole entire goal is to lose weight and to be as lean as possible. And that's not really happening. Because I'll tell you a part of my story. You might be picturing someone who is super lean and ripped, but that never happened. That never happened to me. And I'm grateful because I have no idea where my health would be if it should, because my body was actually very efficient, right? And it said, well, you know what? We're not, the last thing we're doing is weight loss. Our metabolism completely downregulates. And so you have to basically starve yourself if you want to lose weight, which is not a solid strategy. And so actually, I would barely lose weight. And so as a result, my instructions given, from my macro coach and stuff, was like, well, diet harder. 35 grams of fat a day you get, right? 160 grams of protein, 160 grams of carbs. Go. Can you survive? No, right? So dental problems are another reason it matters. A way to really think about this is just living every day is very energy intensive for your body. It takes calories, it takes energy to blink your eyes and have them be moist. It takes energy to raise your eyebrows. It takes energy to talk, to think, to make decisions, to grow hair, to do anything, to put one foot in front of the other. And we are constantly asking our body, in fact, the way I say it is, you're constantly putting your body in a headlock and telling it, do all of this, and this is how much I'm giving you to do it. And you will comply. And what's so sad and heartbreaking to me, Lisa, about this is that women will come to me and they'll say, Danny, I am suffering from HA. And I'm like, I think your body is suffering from you. It is not the HA. The HA is not a disease, it is a normal bodily function that your very intelligent brain is doing because you are not feeding yourself enough to do the amount of activity that you are asking it to do on a bowl of lettuce and chicken breast. So I'm very passionate about
No,
it.
I love
So
it absolutely. All the things,
every
and it makes so much sense in you saying that it literally affects all every function in our body. And because our body wants to keep us safe, our body's realizing we're not even feeding it enough to survive ourselves properly or thrive ourselves properly. So why the heck would we be preparing for a child to come into this world or anything like that? So I want to shift a little bit into like what we can practically do about all of this. Obviously, the main overarching theme being less activity, more food. But can you give us some concrete pointers also maybe in terms of macro distribution or specific food, supplements, daily practices, literally anything that you also employ with your clients?
Totally. Yes. So, there's an extreme option where you just completely stop doing any exercise. You go sit on the couch and you eat all the things you told yourself you couldn't eat. Look, you will recover your period back very quickly. Now, I know very few women who can do that. This is why we have a practice, a coaching practice about it. I wasn't able to do it, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you to do it. It was way too scary. But I'm not going to lie to you. You could do that and it will be successful for you. It's not a great long-term strategy, but if you're trying to get pregnant tomorrow, solid idea, right? Now, let's put that one over to the side. And what's more likely is you're going to need to look at your life and you're going to need to start reducing some of the intensity and some of the volume. If you are going to CrossFit every day, or if you are doing miles of running most weeks, like some of these women be doing tens of miles, right? Multiple tens of miles of running a week. We're going to have to reduce the amount of rest you're going to need to do is probably not just knocking a day off, but it's a great place to start if that is scary for you. That is what I did, okay? While you are reducing exercise, let's increase some food. Okay, so a really great one that's super common. Let's not hoard all of our food for the evening. Let's not skip breakfast. Let's have breakfast. Let's have lunch. Let's have a snack. It doesn't have to be a big deal, right? I'm not saying you need to go and have pancakes and ice cream and bacon and like, it's an option. I'm not saying don't. But you don't have to, right? But like, let's start with breakfast. If you don't have breakfast, let's have snacks. If you have a rule, if you have food rules, right? You're like, I don't have snacks. I don't have breakfast. Because here's the thing, your hypothalamus, it's not as simple as energy in, energy out. It's perceived restriction. So if you are your own slave driver, telling your body hard no. You do not get food. You will get up and you will exercise and you will not have food. That restrictive behavior, we need to start softening. So let's bring in meals where we don't allow ourselves to have meals, or let's bring in ingredients that we don't allow ourselves to have. Let's not keep all of our food for the evening. And this is scary for a lot of women because we don't trust ourselves with food, right? So we're like, if I have breakfast, Danny, I'm just gonna go crazy. I'm gonna lose control and I'm gonna eat everything. This is not true in the long term. If you are someone who is in a binge restrict cycle, this was me, right? So if you let me have an inch, I'm gonna take a mile because I was so hungry, it would become animalistic, primal. I would just eat everything. That's not normal. It's not because I don't have control around food. It's because I'm starving. So you need to break these starvation habits by giving yourself frequent food and starting to increase it. Guys, just try 100 calories here. Try something that you have a food rule around, right? Like I would measure every drop of peanut butter, right? Try just letting yourself just eat the peanut butter. So these are some little behavioral things that people can and should be doing. And while you are doing those, I highly recommend educating yourself at the same time, because it is the only way, in my opinion, to keep going. When you go out into the world, if everyone around you is like pro diet, if you're afraid people are gonna see you resting, if you think someone's gonna notice that you gained a pound, right? That's not going to help you stay calm and keep going. So that's what my show exists for, the HA podcast. That's what there's a lot of Facebook groups out there, there's blogs, there's Instagram accounts dedicated to it. Just start reading and learning so that you don't feel like the only person out there with this challenge, trying to make these lifestyle changes that feel so scary. And those of you listening who just are like, I cannot do the things she's saying, because I know that you're out there. Like, for some people, they might be like, this is basic, right? And great, love that for you. You probably have a cycle. But for those of you out there who don't and are hearing what I'm saying and are just like, yeah, no. Who said, these are my questions for them, who said you cannot have body fat? Who is telling you that it is not okay for you? Who is telling you it is not okay for you to not exercise every single day? I promise you, you're worthy of that. It is okay for you to do those things. You are going to continue to be loved. There are still going to be opportunities for you. The fears you're having are not real or valid. Okay? Might someone say to you some comment that makes you uncomfortable? Could happen. Doesn't mean anything, doesn't make you invalid. That's more of a reflection on them. You are worthy of rest and you are worthy of your body to be firing on all cylinders. So those are, I hope those are practical, Lisa. Feel free to ask me anything
No,
that if you need
super
more.
practical. I love it. And I think especially the point that community guidance, knowing that you're not out there on your own, is super important. When I was then trying to regain my period after stopping hormonal birth control, etc., I was fortunate. I wasn't necessarily in the camp of eating way too less, like too little, meaning
Nice.
I was on like 2,500 calories or whatever for someone my size, that's pretty decent, even though I was doing CrossFit pretty hard. But that wasn't the issue. The fats were quite low, though. And on top of that, obviously, my body had been depleted of many minerals just from taking the hormonal birth control, not supplementing with B vitamin, with zinc, with all these basic things. So I did work with a nutrition coach at the time, and having her guidance in the sense of, hey, let's bring up your fats. Hey, you should have more things like flaxseed, and let's supplement with this and that, and so on. And it got to your point of like it got uncomfortable, but having someone that you can just trust and give the reins to, and be like, okay, I don't need to overthink if increasing my food by 80 calories is too much, and I should just only increase by 50 calories, you know, like these things that like it sounds ridiculous, but in essence, like I'm saying that because those would be my thoughts too. Like I would be like, is that too much, these extra 30 calories?
Especially if you're eating 2,500 calories, you're going, what the heck? Look how much food I'm eating. But yeah, if it's
Right.
all just lean protein and simple carbs, you're
Exactly. Yeah.
starving of minerals.
100%. And to
Totally.
your point, like I was like this paleo hard out, and anything like processed is the devil, and you know, like very, very little carbs. So it was so helpful. So anyone who's listening to this and who Danny's questions resonate with, I would strongly suggest also getting some guidance, because alone we're always gonna like as soon as that feeling of I'm too fluffy, of unworthiness, etc., comes in, you're gonna resort back to what's known to you, to your comfort zone, and that is restriction. Unless you have someone who's asking you, I don't know, every week or whatever, like, hey, Lisa, how did that go? Why was that day so low in calories? Or why are you like, you know, it's just knowing that you have that accountability is so valuable when, when we want to resort back to our comfort zone in that sense. And so, yeah, I guess to the specific things as well. I mean, you mentioned wonderful lifestyle practices like number one, let's not exercise every single day. Can we implement one rest day? Maybe we can increase that to two. And so, for example, for me, when it came to dialing down the intensity, the quote unquote helpful thing was that I had some injuries and I needed to stop CrossFit. So I just literally had to transition because my body was forcing me to. Thankfully, I'm so grateful it did actually. But it was forcing me to just do strength training. And even there, like I had to learn that It's perfectly okay. In fact, it's good to leave the gym not feeling completely exhausted, not being drained and sweat, not like be having energy for the rest of the day. Imagine
Yeah.
that. I was like,
Yeah.
that is a crazy idea, right? But it felt super, super boring for like the first 3 to 6 months. I was like, oh my gosh, I hate this. This is so lame. And all I wanted to do was my next hard work wood and like be on the floor in pain and so on. But yeah, I guess like for anyone listening, I think we can always take it into baby steps and even things like dialing down our literally our steps, because you know, many of our clients, they work like walk like 20,000 steps a day. I think that's yeah, just that like I need to keep moving. I need to keep moving. As soon as I sit still, I should be doing something type of thing. So I guess on the point of supplements, do you have some specific go-tos that you usually use with your clients as well, or any other additional tips?
I actually do. And so, you know how you were saying you were also on the birth control pill and that caused depletion, right? An HA state. And if you start stacking stuff on like that, like HRT, birth control, if you did have an ED, and for sure HA, you are without question, I don't even need to run a test on you to know that you are heavily depleted in a plethora of very important minerals. This is a part of the problem, right? So the thing is, it's now you're now having trouble absorbing a lot of the things. You're stacking on issues. So now you're under eating and now you're not absorbing and now you're eating this food and you're struggling to utilize it. It's less bioavailable to you. So now, you know, multivitamins, prenatals, they're not quite as effective. And we don't know exactly what you're really depleted in. I do like to run tests on my clients, but for the most part, whether I run a test or not, beef liver supplementation is my go-to. I did it through my recovery in all of my research, and I put almost every woman on it. It is a natural food source. I mean, if they'll eat beef liver, that's the best part. Like, that's ideal. Go do that twice a week. But they won't most of the time. So beef liver capsulation. So actually, Lisa, I'm so on top of this that I own one. I started a beef liver capsulation company, and we also do oyster for our vegetarians. They don't have a central nervous system, guys. They're like a plant, but they're like the liver of the sea. Super high in the heme type iron, both of these supplements, in the heme type iron, which is the more absorbable type. So it's 8 to 10 times more absorbable than the iron found in a multi, vitamin A, but the retinol form. So you're hella low in this, everyone. It's very important. This is totally safe to take, even if you're pregnant. The amount of beef liver you would need for vitamin A toxicity is unfathomable. So this is actually an incredible source of it. It has all of your Bs. The oyster is high in natural omega-3s. You don't even really need fish oil if you're taking oyster. I mean, I could talk for hours on it, right? But the thing is, it's a real food, so all of the ratios of these minerals are appropriate, making them more bioavailable. People don't really realize that minerals and vitamins are protagonistic and antagonistic of each other. So if you have too much of something, it can affect your body's ability to absorb the other. So ha just trusting that nature is the perfect chemist, that it has nailed this. And that it is making it more bioavailable for your body, making it more absorbable. This is helping the food you're eating to be more effective. And it's just working more like as a team with your body. Big fan of that. So I have a company for that too. And then I just like electrolytes, potassium, sodium, magnesium. Like, y'all just gotta be on your electrolytes. You need to be aiding your body's ability to do the job it already knows how to do. So I like those as a go-to, and I think it's 100% appropriate for almost anyone to just jump in on those things.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, the listeners will know that I actually like organ meat a lot.
I
So
bet.
I love beef liver and chicken liver and heart and whatnot, but I also know that it's a very quaint taste. I don't blame anyone for not enjoying it. So certainly think that's great that you have made that into a supplement. I will most definitely put the links into the show notes so
Thank
people
you.
not only go and check out your amazing podcast, your company, your Restore program through the HA Society, but just all the content that you provide. So Danny, thank you so much for your time. It's been a true pleasure chatting with you.
No, You're welcome, and I'd love to give y'all a gift
Yeah,
if you
please,
would,
I'm
because you were
sure.
saying how important it is to get just guidance and help. So I actually have a course that's called the DIY Restore Program that we usually charge like $497. I take everyone through the things we talked about, like why do you have HA? Here are the types of food rules, the types of habits, the types of things you have that are not helping you that I think would for anyone, especially where this is like new to them but a bit scary. I would love to give that to them completely just for free as a gift. So
Amazing.
I
Thank you.
bundle this with something I call a breakthrough call. So if you're feeling like, I don't know if this really applies to me. I don't know if I'm depleted enough, or I'm eating plenty. I'm eating 3,000 calories. So why is my period missing? I will get on this breakthrough call and I will give you my DIY Restore course. Just go to Instagram, just DM me Nutrition and Life. Just DM me Nutrition and Life. I'm gonna know what you're talking about and I will send this to you. And
Amazing.
it's
That's
just
so
a gift for
generous.
them. Yeah, because we need people out there just starting the process, right?
That's
And
awesome.
the more willing to just jump in you are, the faster this can be resolved for you, right? So
Awesome.
just go ahead, DM me at Danny Sheriff is my account, or you can do the HA Society. I'm sure we'll link it below.
Yes.
Just tell me Nutrition and Life, and I will just give this to you.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Danny. Truly very grateful.
Yes. Yes, you are so welcome.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Danny. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go and give us both a follow on Instagram or YouTube. And remember, if you want personalized help with your nutrition and fitness goals, we'd love to guide you. One more thing before you go, if you're looking for premium supplements, our partner Fat Muscle Project has got you covered. Head to their website for the best protein powders, creatine, vitamin D, and more, and feel free to use our code NCL for your chance to win a $250 gift card every month. Thank you for listening.